From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. A new bipartisan NPR poll shows that President Obama's approval ratings have slipped and his health care plan has hit a rough patch. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Our poll of likely voters, conducted by Democrat Stan Greenberg and Republican Glenn Bolger, shows that 47% of those surveyed are opposed to the president's health care plan, 42% approve. While support for the president's health care overhaul has remained the same over time, the number of undecided voters has dwindled. They are now moving into the opposition camp. The president's job approval rating has also slipped to its lowest so far. 53% approve of the job he is doing, 42% disapprove, and for the first time, the number that strongly disapprove of Mr. Obama's job performance is bigger than the number who strongly approve. As has been the case all year, the president is still much more popular than Congress. A 61% majority say they disapprove of the job Congress is doing, and two-thirds of that number disapprove strongly. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Iraq, where he is getting a first-hand look at U.S.-Iraqi cooperation. The secretary has been meeting with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki over Iraqi requests for more military hardware, including state-of-the-art fighter jets. The timetable for withdrawal of approximately 130,000 U.S. forces is keyed to Iraq's national election calendar, with most combat forces remaining through August 2010. The top U.S. commander in Iraq says that neighboring Iran is still training and equipping Iraqi insurgents, but is shifting its focus to influence the elections. A car bomb exploded outside a police barracks in northern Spain today, wounding at least 46 people. Suspicions point to the Basque separatist group ETA. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
The explosion occurred at around 4 a.m. as police and their families slept inside the residential barracks for Spain's Civil Guard Force in Burgos, which is about 150 miles north of Madrid. The blast tore the facade off the building. Spanish television is showing images of streets strewn with glass and chunks of concrete that landed inside the apartments. Reports say there was no warning call that normally precedes an attack by the separatist group ETA. ETA has killed more than 800 people in the past few decades in its fight for independence for the northern Basque region. Analysts say the group is under pressure to show its muscle after the arrest of several of its leaders last year. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
Japanese share prices moved upward today to a seven-week closing high. The Nikkei rose by nearly 26 points, or 0.3%. Oil prices fell below $66 a barrel in Asian trading. Benchmark crude was down by $1.61 to $65.62 a barrel. This is NPR News. An international tax evasion case pitting the U.S. and Swiss governments against one another takes center stage in a Miami courtroom today. From member station WLRN in Miami, Phil Latzman has more.
The Justice Department is attempting to obtain the names of some 52,000 wealthy customers of Swiss banking giant UBS AG. Those account holders are believed to be hiding assets and dodging U.S. taxes. UBS, along with representatives of the Swiss government and DOJ officials, appear before a federal judge who wants to hear whether any progress has been made in striking a deal between the parties to avoid a full-scale hearing to begin next week. The Swiss and bank officials insist they can't turn over those names without violating Switzerland's bank secrecy laws, a notion the Justice Department rejects. Switzerland's foreign minister is to discuss the case later this week with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says he has reassured China that the U.S. will take steps to address rising budget deficits once the economic recovery is firmly in place. China has huge investments in the U.S. and has worried that it could be undermined by U.S. budget deficits. Geithner says the Obama administration plans to reverse the spending of hundreds of billions of dollars devoted to stimulating the economy and propping up a teetering financial system. The secretary says the Chinese agreed to take steps to increase domestic consumption of its products. The United States, in turn, agreed to toughen its financial regulations to avoid the Wall Street meltdown that contributed to the global crisis. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.